Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us to get the squares up for the Monday night football game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Arizona Cardinals. And you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. We got some trouble with our phone lines trying to fix it. So we wasn't able to hook up with Marlon Favorite.
That's why we can't fix the damn phone line.
Come on, Bob, I'm going to send you over there. You can go connect.
We like all the pro teams, and we can't
maybe
fix
Maybe somebody
nothing.
Went snip that line and poof.
All our local flavor, man, we got a curse on us right now. What in the hell is
going
on?
Not even the phone lines are affected by it.
Now, this is not a curse. Because you learned this growing up, how you play football, you tackle. Why do we struggle tackling? Now, you know who's worse than us? The damn Bengals. The Bengals might be the worst tackling team.
Did you see how the Bears... big play to Colston Loveland?
Why
are you playing
zone
coverage?
But wait, but the 20-some, I can't remember his number right now, he gives it a little shoulder? Man, you got to wrap up and get him down. That's unbelievable. It's amazing. Joe Flacco... It has drank from the fountain of youth like Ponce de Leon. And then if you look with Joe Flacco, look at the scoring offense he's done with the Bengals. That makes it look like, okay, Joe Burrow is awesome. But here's old man Joe Flacco. He's doing the same thing, if not even better at times. But the Bengals defense is so sorry. Mike, you scored.
All you need is one stop.
You scored 30-some, 40-some points. You should never lose. The Bengals have lost three games, and I want to say they've scored 38 points or more. What? It's like those. Somebody needs to child those sorry Bengals defenders. I mean, you got to be kidding me. That's unbelievable.
And we see it week to week. It's just not a one-time occurrence with the Bengals defense.
Well, it seems like, well, teams tackle good against us. Now, we had a 29-yard run by Taysom Hill, the longest run so far this season. I think Alvin Kamara had that long run of 18 yards against the Cardinals. Now, that was a nice run. We thought we might see it in every game. No, we have not seen a Taysom Hill long yardage, a splash chunk run since Alvin Kamara, the first game in the Dome against the Cardinals. And we finally saw that with Taysom Hill. We finally got a first down because of that.
Okay, he rushed for 29 yards. Total, what you got, 54?
No, Mike, yeah, if you look at it, when all said and done, we had, again, 14 carries, 57 yards.
57.
Now, we averaged 4.1 yards a carry because Taysom averaged 7.5 because that – now, listen to this. You think the Rams adjusted? He had four attempts for 30 yards, and one run was for 29. So, you know who disappointed me, though? That's why it's amazing why they say running backs get old when they hit 30 years old. They're not old in life. But, man, if you're a running back, think of all the tattoos and the hits you've taken as a little kid in junior high, high school, Pop Warner, whatever, and then you go into college. Alvin Kamara, he still has a burst, like I was saying, in OTA's minicamp, but they're not really tackling him. You know, he looks still quick. How many tackles has Alvin Kamara broke? And then he actually fumbles. You know, he's calling out Juwan Johnson and Chris Olave for fumbling. Well, he fumbled yesterday. So we're not protecting the football. Anyway, Alvin Kamara, 6 carries, 14 yards. His longest gain was 3 yards, 2.3.
Okay, and Fuaga won't play this week because of whatever ankle injury he's got.
Man, Fuaga was getting his ass kicked a couple
man,
times.
Man, Byron Young was like, what?
And did you see that one time? I kind of laugh at that. I shouldn't laugh at this because they hit our quarterback. But I remember getting hit like that. Well, when you got a helmet under the jaw,
yow,
and they hit you, get air hold, I guarantee you, you buzzing. Anyway, it ain't good. You know, you get your bell rung and the whole thing. I was like, they're going to call that penalty, roughing the quarterback. But old school, that looked like a good hit to me.
The only thing was kind of helmet to helmet.
But he helmet to helmet.
Back then when you played, that was
like,
okay.
I remember, but he beat Fuaga like that. I'm snapping my fingers. It was like, whoa. And then Tyler Shuck's thinking, well, develop the route. I ain't got a chance. That's when you got to be Houdini like Lamar Jackson to spin out there and get away.
Good luck because, boy, you could tell Young had the beat on him. And he was going
the only,
down.
The only
he was
thing,
going down
you know,
and
I'm gonna,
fast.
You know I'm going to give a game ball to, and the only one, Saints fans don't even know this. This is not the cat that was in the belly of the whale. But you ever heard of Jonah Williams, who that nation? Unless you truly know football.
Because he was with the Rams at one time.
People don't even know Jonah Williams. Did we cut him? Then we put him on the practice squad?
Yep.
Well, he played his ass off yesterday. Jonah Williams, a diamond in the rough. I told Steve, now don't give the diamond in the rough to Tyler Shuck. No, come on. He's not a diamond in the rough. We expect big things from him. People don't even know who Jonah Williams is. Well, you know what? He got in the rotation, took advantage of his opportunity. That's why that catch played 5 years in the NFL.
Yep.
Because he splashes like that. He's like, whoa. Look what he's done. He goes to the Rams. I want to say we got him from Detroit as a free agent,
yep. And
he's now with the Saints. We had 3 total tackles, a sack, a quarterback hurry, and 2 tackles for a loss. Here's a 5-year guy from Weber State out in the boondocks in Utah. Weber State, 5-year guy. He was a practice squad. We activated him, and look how he produced. He was there instead of the guy we drafted. Not drafted. We traded for last year from Washington.
Ridgeway.
Yeah, Ridgeway.
John Ridgeway.
So all of a sudden, he didn't even know he was going to play. So Ridgeway's inactive, and Jonah Williams is a pro. That's a pro with Saints fans like. We like the Jonah Williams of the world because how he produced, given the opportunity.
Yeah, Ridgeway got ill overnight.
Who that? You damn right,
whatever
Grant.
Happened with him sickness-wise. But, okay, everybody's like, let's get this guy, that guy. Okay, you can't have a team of named people. You got to have people that can come in to be role players. And Jonah Williams knows his role on this football team.
Well, Mike, if you get vested and to get your pitcher, you got to play at least 4 years or more. And for him to hang around, that's a warrior. That's a working man's player. Man, I made it 5 years in the NFL, and I'm busting my ass.
But
he takes advantage of his opportunity.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Connections. Brandon Staley.
Yes, because who are you familiar with? He trusts him. Okay, come on. Please help me out. Do something. And look, he's 5 years he's been on three different teams. So what are you doing? That was a diamond in the rough. You know what? We need more damn diamonds. We don't need to be in the rough. We need to get something going. Right now, I am so discouraged. I am so disappointed right now in the team because I don't see – y'all see a light at the end of the tunnel? I'm looking at the fans here. You know what I see? Oh, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's a damn train that goes to Mobile that's for Amtrak that's running me over. It can hit me right in the head as I go.
I will say this. We've done this a long time. This is the most discouraged you've ever been.
Oh, it ain't even close.
I will say this. The most discouraged I've ever seen.
Hey, I'm so discouraged because LSU sucks too. that's why. That's why I'm so discouraged. Because I, at least we had a text yesterday, at least Tulane's winning. Okay, so they have a winning record. Tulane lost to a directional school, Texas San Antonio, the damn Roadrunners. It wasn't University of Texas or Texas A&M.
And it wasn't close.
Yeah, it wasn't close. They got spanked. Oh, but they're awesome in the Alamo Dome. No, come on. You want to win your conference, and then you play in Memphis. Listen, maybe my dad had me brainwashed. He'd be like, I tell you what, I cheer for Rush over Tulane. Maybe I'm going with too much with that. And I said, Dad, no, I'm going to cheer for Tulane. They're from New Orleans. I'm going to go with Tulane. But no, it is bad. And the damn Pelicans, to have a chance, don't you have to win the game? Win? Now they're playing the Charlotte Hornets. Hell yeah, the Hornets, they're sorry. I mean, we can't beat the Hornets. We won't be 0-10. Well, we have a couple of winnable games. We might be 2-8. So, I don't know. It's bad for the home folks. But you know what? We can't get so discouraged where we're giving up and I'm not supporting the teams financially. You know why? Because if we lose the Saints or the Hornets, I mean the Hornets, if we lose the Saints or the Pelicans, we're not getting another NFL NBA team. I can tell you that right now. Now, people might say, I don't care about freaking basketball. And let them go to Las Vegas and Seattle. I don't care. But the Saints... No, in 1985, I said this last night, the Saints were so close to going to Jacksonville. People don't realize that. From John Meekham to Tom Benson, Governor Edwards, it all got involved to keep the team in New Orleans. And look what it means to us. No, you want to be perceived because population-wise, we are a big town, small city. So we're fortunate to have an NFL and NBA team. So you got to support them. Now, you can protest and say you pissed off, but you got to get season tickets, all that. And at football, definitely you care. Basketball, if they win the Smoothie King Center, you don't have to do no kind of promotion. You win, they'll show up, they'll pack that arena on a Wednesday night.
Okay, a much bigger city than New Orleans, St. Louis. They lost an NBA team. They lost an NFL team. Are they back in St. Louis?
No, the only thing they got...
They got the Cardinals.
They got the Cardinals and the Blues, NHL hockey, and they got the baseball team. No, we would be... How many professional teams Memphis has? One, the NBA
team. The Grizzlies.
Team. And Memphis was all pissed off because they didn't get the Titans. And Bud Adams and then Miss Amy and all, they ended up moving to Nashville instead of Memphis.
Because they were playing in Memphis in the old Liberty Bowl.
Yeah, and Memphis got all mad. So I'm telling you, as bad as it is, and as much as, it's like tough love. It's like the wayward son who runs away from home and eventually is going to come back. You still got to show some love. That's why we still need to show love to the Saints and the Pelicans. Because once they're gone, they're really gone. And I'm telling you. Right now, we don't have a Major League Baseball team. We never will. Who we associate with? The Houston Astros?
No. The LSU Tigers are our baseball team.
That's our Major League team right now, yeah. The LSU Tigers in baseball. But wait, baseball ain't till the spring. Oh, well, we're going to interview Coach Johnson and talk to him in the fall? Oh, how fall baseball's going? Let me tell us about LSU baseball in the future. That's where we're at right now. Okay, get Jay Johnson on the phone. Let's talk about LSU baseball in the fall. What?
I have a friend of mine. He interviewed Tony Vitella 3 days, and then he left. He was in San Francisco, took the job, didn't even realize what was happening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.